We're doing Kitur Shanuch Mekor Chaim. We're in Hilchot Tfilin, Alchat Tetzain. Mi Shenich Tfilin, someone done Tfilin, the Nitabelo Achalkach, and afterwards he found out Shenitabcha Uktua B'Shat Anacha, that when he donned the Tfilin, the strap that was binding the Shorosh to his head turned upside down. So it wasn't on his head right, or on the arm. Lo Kiyem Mitzvah Tfilin Klal. He did not fulfill the Mitzvah Tfilin if the strap that was actually binding the bayit to his arm or to his head was turned upside down. He has to put them on again and make a blessing. He didn't fulfill his mitzvah the first time.
Why is it so important?
It's a lachal Moshe Misinai. That's a tradition we have from Moshe from Sinai, that the outside has to be the black and that's how it has to be wrapped on. You're right. It's not the Torah says ukshartum, tie them on. Yeah. And if the strap turns over this way or that way, is it critical? So we have on tradition that it is. That the black has to be on the outside, on the part that's binding it to the head. The strap that's on the head or on the arm binding it to the arm.
So
the rest of it...
Without any ritual foundation.
Right. If not for tradition, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that tefillin have to be black. Who says they can't be gold or red? It's a tradition.
Yeah, and it's tradition, but it's so critical that it's beklal.
Right, right. And if tefillin weren't black, you also didn't fulfill the mitzvah, and it doesn't say it anywhere.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah tefillin had to be black. So it's part of our tradition.
So power of tradition.
It doesn't say that the partials. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But in some other cases, we say it's tradition. It's not so critical. It's minhag. We can.
There's a difference between a minhag and
yeah.
something midrabanan and something that's halacha Moshe Misinai.
How can we know that this halacha Moshe Misinai, Hashem? Where there on the tradition.
We can't know. That's why you need to learn Gemara, and the Gemara tells you the traditions they had. You're right. We can't know. If we just look at, we read a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and says, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do the third thing. And it doesn't say which is Halchan Shem Sinai, which is Minhag, which is Drabanan. So then you don't know. But if you learn from the sources or a Sefer like this, where he tells you, this is Halchan Shem Sinai, this is Minhag, so then we know. You're right, there are certain things that are custom from the time of Moshe, and there are certain things that are a halacha from the time of Moshe. They're different, and there are rabbinic institutions from the time of Moshe. The reading of the Torah, a large part of it, is a minhag that Moshe instituted. It's a drabanan, it's a rabbinic institution in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. There are a lot of things that were instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu. You're right, for that you have to learn the sources. Not everything that Moshe said was biblical. Some things Moshe said were on tradition from Sinai, Alacham Shem Sinai, and some things Moshe said were drabanan, were rabbinic, and some things Moshe said were a custom that was instituted at the time. Meaning, just because Moshe said it, Moshe was the greatest rabbi and prophet at that time, and that's what he taught. Now, when he taught it, he told us, this I am on tradition from God. God said it doesn't say it in the Torah, but this is what God told me, this is how to do it. And those things are halacha Moshe Sinai. We have halacha from Moshe from Sinai. God said this is how to do it. God said the tefillin must be black. The straps must be black. The knots of the tefillin, the string that binds the tefillin, must be in a perfect square. That's halacha Moshe Sinai. It doesn't say anything about square in the Torah. These things are halacha Moshe Sinai.
What should be square?
The string that binds the tefillin closed. Alcha Yudzayin, Itel Gamur, someone who's a complete lefty, Shoseh Kol Masav B'Smol, that he does everything with his left hand. He throws a ball with his left hand, he cuts bread with his left hand, he bangs a nail with his left hand, he writes with his left hand. Menech B'Smolo, he writes, he puts tefillin on his weaker hand, Shu Yamin Kol Adam, that's everyone's right hand. Shelo Leshanot HaSeder HaElyon, not to change the upper order, meaning he puts the shayat and then he puts the shorosh. And he wants to fulfill the opinion of the Kabbalists. He should don the tefillin again on his left hand, everyone's left. And reach me again. And he should have in mind he's fulfilling his obligation this way. But he has to have tefillin that are fitting for putting on the right hand. Tefillin nosaf amatim nanachal yad shmol, and another tefillin that's fitting for the right hand. Meaning, when we don tefillin, the knot of the tefillin has to be on the inside of the tefillin, toward the body. So on the right, when you put it on your right hand, that means the knot is on the left side of the tefillin. When you don tefillin on your left hand, the knot is on the right side of the tefillin. Let's say you're stuck. You went on a trip and you discover you forgot your tefillin. Are you lefty or righty? You're a righty. You're a righty. So let's say you went with me on a trip and I'm a lefty. Okay? So you want to borrow my tefillin. You can't just take my tefillin and put them on your left hand, because then the knot will be on the outside. You have to turn around the tefillin, put the tefillin, so to speak, upside down. You turn them around and then you don the tefillin.
So
and,
permissible.
And that's okay. B'diyeved. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do that way. You should get righty tefillin. But if you cannot get righty tefillin, then in order to fulfill the obligation of tefillin with lefty tefillin, you have to turn the tefillin around so that the knot is facing inward, and then tie the tefillin. Even though then the ma'avarta, the tefillin are like backwards, right? The back of the tefillin is to the down, and the head of the tefillin are to the up. Yeah. But that's okay, b'diyeved. B'diyeved, that's okay. Critical is that the knot should be on the inside, right?